This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. So the Democratic National Convention gets underway in Chicago, and as of this recording, a protest march is underway near the United Center. My colleague Michael Puente reports the ongoing war in Gaza is one of the main drivers of protests during the DNC. Protesters have gathered today at Union Park, a couple blocks from the United Center. Margaret Fernandez traveled from New York to voice her support for Israel.
We're here just to show that Christians across the country support Israel, support Israel's right to defend itself.
But the overwhelming majority of protesters, like Darshan Raja of Chicago, support Palestine.
I mean, I think for the DNC, it's really one clear thing, you know, end support for the genocide of Palestinians.
Meantime, organizers with the Poor People's Army say they intend to march right up to the United Center this afternoon, despite the security perimeter around the convention site. The Poor People's Army will march to the United Center from Humboldt Park on the west side. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says officers this week will avoid confrontation during such marches and will not wear riot gear unless people are rioting.
If people are out there having their voices heard, expressing their First Amendment rights, which we saw yesterday, there is absolutely no reason to be confrontational.
Snelling repeated a warning that police will move quickly this week against anybody engaging in violence or vandalism. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his wife might be the final decision maker in his next big political move. The state's two-term Democratic governor has been mum about whether he intends to seek re-election in 2026, but he raised the issue today during a speech to the Illinois delegation to the Democratic National Convention, and he jokingly implored his audience to reach out to First Lady M.K. Pritzker.
She is my term limit, so if all of you want to talk to her and convince her one way or another, by the way, you're welcome to do that.
When Pritzker ends his current term, he'll rank as the state's longest-serving Democratic governor at 8 years. Phil Donahue is being remembered today for crafting the modern-day talk show. Donahue died on Sunday. He was 88 years old. The Phil Donahue Show was later renamed Donahue, and it was filmed right here in Chicago from 1974 through 1984. In 2016, Donahue told our Making podcast that his eagerness to tackle serious topics like sexuality made his show unique.
We were very different. Nobody's program on television at that time was doing this kind of material. Everything was either ha-ha, hee-hee, laugh-laugh, win a prize, spinning wheels, come on down. And, you know, we had our first gay guy on.
The show won 20 Emmy Awards before it stopped airing in 1996. Weather today, sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s, and then clear and breezy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Tuesday's sunshine, high in the mid 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.